You know that we love our on-demand listeners here at Lutheran Public Radio. Now, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. in 2008, please consider making a year-end gift to help support this worldwide outreach. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or you can contribute by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and mail it to LPR Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. LPR Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us as we approach the end of 2008.
The political classes, the elites of California have decided that we're going to have same-sex marriage, and what the people want can be damned.
You are asked now, perhaps by your creator, not on a question of gay or straight. You are asked now to stand on a question of love. Let the tiny ember of love meet its own fate.
All you need is love.
Since President-elect Obama says that his main thing was change, then it's time for him to have a change of heart for the little babies in America who are being aborted and they're dying.
Well, all the dust has settled, and the election is now, at least as the way the media cycle goes in the United States, it's now ancient history. The transition is well underway, and we're headed toward an inauguration in about a month and a half of Barack Obama as the 44th president of the United States. It would appear, and many have speculated, that the issue of abortion just simply took a back seat to the economy, to the war, and to a bunch of other issues. And even people who once really cared about it, especially when they went in and voted, just don't care as much. Or if they do care, they've set it as a different priority. Is abortion an election issue for the pro-life community, or should it remain the election issue? We're going to be answering that question for the next 10 minutes of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Greetings and welcome. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live this Tuesday afternoon, the 2nd of December. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. After our short conversation on abortion as an election issue with Mark Strickertz, we'll begin audio open lines. Richard Cizik is the chief lobbyist for the National Association of Evangelicals. He's one of those who's advocating a move away from things like voting on abortion alone as your issue and broadening scope. He says a lot of young evangelicals voted for Barack Obama. They could see past one-issue politics, or what he calls identity politics. And he says there's a whole new direction emerging for the evangelical movement in the United States. We'll see what he has to say. Get your reaction to it during audio open lines in about 10 minutes. Mark Strickertz is a regular guest. He's a writer and reporter in Washington, D.C., founder of New Catholic Politics, and author of the book, Why the Democrats Are Blue, How Secular Liberals Hijacked the People's Party. Mark, welcome back.
Thanks for having me on.
Somebody says, look, there were a lot of innocent lives lost in Iraq and Afghanistan over the last 5 years or so. And yes, their lives lost by abortion too, but the two are really equal. If I have to choose between the two in the voting booth, I'm going to choose the one that seems most pressing to me, the war issue. How would you respond?
I think overturning Roe trumps the war issue as well as the other issues for a couple of reasons. First reason is just the sheer numbers involved of abortions. You know, every day, 3,000 abortions performed, according to the Alan Guttmacher Institute, the former research arm of Planned Parenthood, versus 4,000 deaths in Iraq versus, 1,000 deaths or so in Afghanistan. Both are tragedies. One is a tragedy on a larger scale than another. I think that's the abortion issue. And secondly is just the nature of abortion itself. If you've seen an abortion performed, this is not a fair fight between the innocent child and the abortion doctor. The abortion doctor can do what he wants, can use whatever instruments he wants to kill the child, and the child can't defend itself. It's really a pathetic act. I would just encourage your listeners, encourage anyone to see Bernard Nathanson's video, which is available on YouTube, The Silent Scream, in which he shows an abortion being performed on a 12-week-old fetus, as well as this 2007 movie from British filmmaker Tony Kaye called Lake of Fire. About 20 minutes into the film, an abortion on a 20-week-old woman is performed, and the images are just shocking. Really, unborn child, the nose is visible, as are the eyes, the five fingers, the five toes. It's just really a wake-up call, and which shows the inherently evil nature of the act. And war, of course, is evil too. But at least it's justifiable in some circumstances, and it's arguable and all that, but abortion just seems such an inherently evil act that I think abortion really trumps the other issues.
You mentioned in something you wrote recently, Mark, that another element of this, especially for pro-life voters in the general community, is that the media will, by and large, spare us the details of abortion. We get to see what's happening in Iraq or Afghanistan. We're told the numbers are reported dutifully to us as they come in. But the abortion issue is not treated with the same kind of inspection by the media. Why is this?
It's a good question. It's really hard to say because it's divining people's motives, which is always impossible, which is so difficult to do unless a person tells you of why he or her is doing something, and then even then his or her stated reasons may be other than what they actually are. So it's really hard to say. I mean, so it's just really kind of speculation about why it is. But, I mean, what's the fact of the matter is that we're not being shown really what's happening in the nation's abortion clinics. We get this occasionally. We get this in a rare movie such as Lake of Fire, this video, Silent Scream, from 1984. And we get it sometimes from the elite media through magazine pieces in the New York Times Magazine or in the Washington Post magazine, but those are pretty rare circumstances, maybe a handful of times each year. But, you know, we get on the nightly news fairly regularly what happens in some of these battles, the Battle of Fallujah in Iraq, for example, and just the horror of what happens. But, abortion is really a hidden evil. It's really quite shocking. It really makes you see American society and the whole world in a new light by looking at what happens in some of these videos.
You also draw the comparison between a similar crisis for our nation about 150 years ago over the issue of slavery and how that, as a moral issue and a political issue, was of necessity, one that trumped other considerations. Talk about that, if you would.
Right. Well, in 1857, the Supreme Court and Dred Scott decision basically said that slaves have no rights and that they're the property of their masters. So a voter in 1860, you can vote the Republicans because they're good on the slavery issue, maybe not as good on the poverty issue or the war issue, or you can vote for the Democrats who are better on the poverty and the war, who are better on the poverty issue and the war issue, as opposed to the slavery issue. But I mean, historically, in retrospect, which was the party more likely to deliver on the most important issue of all? And the parties change hands. You know, these parties are not the Republican Party back then is different from today, and the Democrat Party from then is different from today. But you have to weigh the two parties and the evils that they represent and go with the one that pretty much is less evil. So if you're a voter in 1860, would you really vote for the Democrats because they're going to extend Dred Scott and slavery? No, you're going to vote for the Republican Party that was opposed to slavery and wants to end this extension.
How would you respond to someone who says, well, while overturning Roe is certainly a laudable goal, it's completely unrealistic, and so what we need to do is take a cue from President-elect Obama and simply talk about reducing the number of abortions or the need for abortion rather than worrying about this 35-year-old Supreme Court decision?
Right. Well, I'd say two things to that. First is, how committed is Barack Obama, president-elect, reducing abortions? I mean, he's certainly not committed to defunding abortions. He wants to fund them. He plans to get rid of this Mexico City policy, which funds indirectly fund abortion organizations overseas. He wants to increase funding for Medicaid abortions here in the United States. So that's not decreasing the number of abortions, it's increasing it. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is he's vowed in 2007 that his first priority as president would be to sign the Freedom of Choice Act, which would eliminate all legal protections for unborn children, and that's not certainly reduce the number of abortions. Now, he has said that he'd like, that in the Democratic Party plank, that he'd like to fund women who have bring their children to term through child care and daycare, but is that really going to make up for the first two things I mentioned? I don't think so.
Okay, then finally, with only a minute here, you're a Democrat. Make the case to Democrats listening to us right now. Why should abortion be the most important election issue for the foreseeable future?
Well, it should be the most important issue because every other human besides the unborn have legal rights. And through Roe versus Wade, it eliminates all those rights. I mean, they have some protections, but they don't have any just a basic safeguard to just live in harmony. By overturning Roe, we can at least start the process of extending legal protection to an entire class of human beings. I mean, babies have legal rights, adolescents, we adults have legal rights, but the unborn have no rights at all. And through Roe versus Wade, the unborn will never have those rights. So I'm not sure why the unborn are being singled out here for brutal and degrading and dehumanizing treatment and regard by society. It's just a simple prejudice and sanctioning violence, I'm afraid.
Mark Strickertz is a writer and reporter in Washington, D.C., founder of New Catholic Politics. You'll find a link to New Catholic Politics under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. He's authored the books Why the Democrats Are Blue, How Secular Liberals Hijacked the People's Party. Mark, thanks for being our guest.
Anytime, Todd. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to stay on this issue and several others. We have some interesting audio from National Public Radio from Richard Cizik, who's the chief lobbyist for National Association of Evangelicals. He says there's a new direction. Abortion needs to be one among many priorities, along with the environment. We'll hear what he has to say and then get your reaction. Audio open lines, issues, etc., right after this.
A lot of us across this country are really thankful to be hearing your voices again.
Dr. Albert Mohler, president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, with his thoughts on the return of Issues Etc.
It's great to be with you guys on Issues Etc. Welcome back. A lot of us across this country are really thankful to be hearing your voices again. It's always great to be with you guys.
We're talk radio for the thinking Christian, Issues Etc. Listen live or on demand at www.issuesetc.org.
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org. Click promote and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. Issuesetc.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Canada honors its leading abortionist.
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
The Canadian abortionist Henry Morgenthaler, who is credited with opening up Canada to legal abortions in 1988, was recently given the prestigious Order of Canada Award by the government. Upon receiving the award, he thanked Canada for giving him the opportunity to, quote, realize my potential and dream to create a better and more humane society. Some past recipients of the award, including Cardinal Jean-Claude Turcotte, the Catholic Archbishop of Montreal, have returned their medals in protest, saying the honor has been tainted and cheapened now that it has been bestowed on Morgenthaler.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.